The San Francisco Experience Podcast, brought to you by Jim Herlihy. Independent commentary from a Silicon Valley perspective for a global audience, featuring newsmakers, thought leaders, and authors. Season 24, Episode 2, APEC 2023, Day 2. Since APEC is primarily a trade, business, and finance forum, Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen continued a series of bilateral meetings with member finance ministers today. The purpose of these talks is to align U.S. policy with those of other members to foster sustainable, ongoing trade and economic growth. Sunday evening, she hosted the finance ministers at a gala dinner in Golden Gate Park's Academy of Science, attended by Representative Nancy Pelosi and Mayor London Breed. Those talks will continue into Tuesday in preparation for the APEC leaders' arrival beginning Wednesday, November 14th. Earlier on Sunday, APEC's director of the Public Policy Unit, Carlos Kuriyama, gave his summary of trends analysis for APEC. It's an economic report card, if you will, for the region as a whole. It was also shaped and shared with the press and made interesting reading. Here are a few key findings of the report. Number one, APEC's economic growth has improved over 2022, but uncertainties and downside risks prevail. Number two, inflation in APEC remains elevated due mainly to supply-side factors and exacerbated by weather conditions. Number three, geoeconomic fragmentation and trade protectionism continued to threaten the future of trade. And number four, growing elderly populations continued to present challenges for healthcare systems, labor markets, and social support systems. Specifically, economic growth in the region averaged 3.3% for the first half of 2023, which was an increase over the first half of 2022, when it averaged 2.9%. But both numbers were a far cry from the 8.5% economic growth recorded in the first half of 2021. And GDP growth for 2024 through 2026 is projected to stall at around 2.9% per annum. The downside risks of trade protectionism, geopolitical tensions, inflation, climate change will continue to weigh on the region's economy. But there could be modest upside opportunities for growth from a tourism rebound, which we're beginning to see already in 2023, increased consumption, and targeted fiscal support by the member states. However, energy prices continue to remain high, and food prices, too, are higher than expected. In short, a balanced mix of government policies along with multilateral cooperation is vital to economic recovery. Secretary Yellen, in her remarks at the minister's gala dinner, went on to confirm that the United States remains deeply committed to APEC 30 years on. She also referenced the 2020 Putrajaya vision, where the members recommitted to a shared vision of an open, dynamic, resilient, and most importantly, peaceful Asia-Pacific community. APEC's Economic Leaders Week is an opportunity for the organization to accelerate progress to this shared vision. She recounted how she and the other finance ministers today discussed the significant strides that all of the members have made to unlock more growth and optimism from the region. They focused on three key finance track themes. Number one, the responsible development of digital assets. Number two, support for effective energy transitions. And number three, sustainable finance. Plus, economic policies to enable a stronger growth while supporting inclusion and environmental sustainability. Across each theme, she recognized that engaging with the private sector is absolutely key. Emphasizing sustainability as another key focus for finance ministers and the private sector. She referenced that in their meetings, she discussed opportunities to support Just Energy Transitions. Again, she concluded that the private sector is a key partner in these initiatives. The finance minister discussions will continue into Tuesday, culminating in a press conference later that day. And we will report to you on the conclusions in that press conference Tuesday evening. And for our listeners, today's episode is number 469. The San Francisco Experience comes to you on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, 18 platforms in total, with listeners in 60 countries. FeedSpot has recently recognized the podcast as a top 25 California news podcast. This has been the San Francisco Experience with Jim Herlihy coming to you from San Francisco.